BMW.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:42. We have got a sunny sky. 70 degrees, Monday, October the 2nd. Time to check in with Christy Sullivan, Breckenridge School News, brought to you by Greenquist Academy. Greenquist Academy now accepting new students ages 4 through adult for their dynamic fall and winter Taekwondo classes. It's focused on self-defense, confidence, and character development. Give them a call at Greenquist, 701-308-1322, or you can like them on Facebook, too, and get more information there. And begin your martial arts journey today. On the phone with me this morning, Breckenridge School Superintendent Christy Sullivan. Christy, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
What is happening this week over in the land of green and white, Christy?
Yeah, well, today we've got our ninth grade volleyball triangular at home. That'll be with Pelican Rapids, Perham, and WCA. We've also got 7th and 8th grade football today versus DGF, as well as B-Squad football going to Holly. Tomorrow, we've got 7th and 8th grade volleyball at Circle of Nations. Our B-Squad, JV, and varsity girls volleyball will be at Clinton Graceville Beardsley. Then moving into Thursday, we've got boys and girls cross country at Holly, 7th and 8th grade volleyball triangular at Pelican Rapids, B-Squad, JV, and varsity girls volleyball at Holly, and Friday we take on New York Mills for varsity football. And then our last event for the week, Saturday, our 7th and 8th grade girls volleyball team will have a tournament at Barnesville. So lots planned for the week. As per usual at this time of year.
Right, absolutely. And you know what? We're not even close to the holidays yet, and then it really gets crazy for you guys. Christy, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up this morning?
Yeah. Today is National Custodians Day, and we just want to share a special thank you to our custodial team who keeps our facilities clean and operating as smoothly as possible. We're grateful for their dedication, their expertise, and just their daily efforts to make our schools the best place that they can be.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Thank you to our custodians.
Couldn't exist without them, definitely. Christy, listen, always great to talk with you each and every Monday. Have a fantastic week over there, and we'll talk again next Monday, okay?
All right, you as well, Bill.
All right, Christy Sullivan, Breckenridge School News, and we talk with Christy every Monday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Time once again for another edition of Point of Law. It is brought to you by your locally owned car wash, All Seasons Car Wash in West Wahpeton.
Does a grand jury have the right to condemn their city police and criticize their politicians? That was the question in the case of the judicious jurors. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law.
George Watson was, in his very own estimation, a very ordinary guy. He had an auto agency and sold small tractors on the side. He was surprised to find himself selected for the county grand jury, and even more surprised when he was elected foreman. When they finished their routine business, they discussed the police department. There was a lot of hostility between the police commissioners and the department. After hearing witnesses and looking at reports, George said, "From all we've heard,